各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace with you, be with you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主带领，让我们能够一起守安息日，来领受神的恩典。
Thank God for His guidance that we can come in here and observe the Sabbath day and receive His blessings.
今天早上我们来查考我们所领受的真理。
This morning we're going to study the truth that we have received.
这个题目是。最近呢、就是英文的玛拿杂志啊，他们指定我写的一个题目。
Recently, this was a topic that the Mana magazine had asked me to write an article about.
本来好像很简单的题目，但是花了很长的时间。
It seemed like a very simple topic, but I spent a lot of time.
我大概将近一个星期啊，才完成这个稿件。
Took me about a week to finish this draft.
我想说今天呢、早上跟下午的聚会就用这个题目、来跟我们大家学习互相勉励。
And so this morning and afternoon, I'd like to use this topic for mutual encouragement.
我想分四段、
And I would divide it into four parts.
第一个是神所显明的真理是什么。
The first is what is the truth that God has revealed?
第二部分是真神显明真理的目的在哪里。
The second is what is the purpose for God to reveal His truth.
第三部分是真耶稣教会所领受的真理。
The third is the truth that True Jesus Church has received.
第四部分是怎样来防备假道复位真理。
And the fourth is to defend against false doctrines and to protect the truth.
我们知道这个真理是绝对的。
We know that truth is absolute.
真理是永恒不改变的。
The truth never changes, it is eternal.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let's look at Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇89节。
119 verse 89.
诗篇119篇89节。
Psalm 119 verse 89.
说神啊，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
Verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
说神的道啊，是安定在天啊。
The word of God is settled in heaven.
所以适合世界啊，无论哪个民族，神的道啊，都是一样的。
No matter what type of people, what group of people in the world, the word is the same.
神的道要存到永远。
And the word of God is forever.
所以过去、现在、未来，神的道不会改变。
In the past, present, and future, the word of God will never change.
所以保罗说啊，我们所传的道理啊，没有那个似而又非的。
And so Paul has said that the word that we preach is absolute.
因为神所应许的一切话，不管有多少，都是绝对的，都是是的。
Because everything that God has promised, it is absolute.
保罗对提摩太说啊，我们人常常会失信。
Paul told Timothy that people will often lose faith.
但是我们的神他是永远可信的神。
But our God is the eternally faithful God.
因为他绝对不会违背自己。
Because he will never deny himself.
所以神的话就是真理。
And so the word of God is truth.
真理是绝对的，是永远不会改变的。
Truth is absolute and it never changes.
所以古圣徒啊，他们非常爱慕神的道理。
And so the old saints love the word of God.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let's look at Psalm 119.
我们先看86篇。
Psalm 86.
诗篇86篇。
Psalm 86.
十一节
，verse 11。
诗篇八十六篇十一节
，Psalm 86 verse 11。
说神啊，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理而行。求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Verse 11， Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name.
这是大卫的祷告。
This is the prayer of David.
他求神把他的道路啊指示他。
He asked God to teach him God's way.
因为他愿意按照真理而行。
Because he is willing to walk in his truth.
所以神的道就是真理。
And so the word of God is truth.
要一生一世啊，专心来敬畏主，遵行神的真理。
And with our whole heart, we need to focus on observing the word of God.
我们再看一百一十九篇十三节。
Let's look back to Psalm 119.
一百一十九篇十三节。
Psalm 119, verse 13.
一百一十九篇十三节。
Verse 13.
说求你叫真理的话总不离开我的口，因为我仰望你的典章。四十四节。
Verse 44.
我要常常说你的律法，直到永永远远。这诗篇一百十九篇啦，都是谈到神的话真理。
The whole of Psalm 119 is talking about the truth of God.
这个作者说啊，求神啊，让这个真理不要离开他的口。
And the author asks that God does not let the word of truth leave his mouth.
他一生一世要遵行神的真理呀、一直到永永远远。
Because he wants to observe the truth of God forever in his life.
主要是在受比拉多审判的时候。
When Lord Jesus was under judgment by Pilate.
比拉多曾经问他几个问题。
Pilate asked him a few questions.
我们看约翰福音十八章。
Let's look at John 18.
约翰福音十八章。
John 18.
三十五节。
Verse
35. 约翰福音呢，十八章，我们从三十三节开始看。
John 18 from verse 33.
约翰福音十八章三十三节。
John 18:33.
比拉多进来衙门，叫耶稣来，对他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”三十节。
34.
耶稣回答说：“这个话是你自己说的，还是别人论我对你说的呢？”三十五节。
35.
比拉多说：“啊，我岂是犹太人呢？你本国的人和祭司长。”把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？三十六节。
36.
耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属这个世界。”三十七节。
37.
比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，托为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。”这是主耶稣受比拉多审问的时候他们之间的对话。
This was a conversation they had when Pilate was questioning Jesus.
因为犹太人控告耶稣说耶稣自称为犹太人的王。
Because the Jews had accused Jesus of saying that he was the king of Jews.
所以犹太人说我们没有王我们的王就是凯撒。
But the Jews said that they had no king and their king was Caesar.
所以耶稣既然自称为王，就是叛国背叛了凯撒。
And because Jesus was saying that he was the king of Jews, and this was seen as treason because he said that Caesar was not king.
但事实上犹太人也不是甘愿顺服这个罗马帝国的统治。
But actually, the Jews were not very willing to submit to the ruling of the Roman kingdom.
但是因为他们嫉妒耶稣想尽办法要把他害死。
But because they were jealous of Jesus, they thought of all types of ways to let him die.
所以就用耶稣称他为犹太的王这个名义控告到罗马的巡抚比拉多那里去。
And so they used this reasoning to say that Jesus is the king of Jews and to accuse him into trial.
比拉多一看耶稣就问他说：“你真的是犹太人的王吗？”
And when Pilate saw Jesus, he asked, "Are you the king of Jews?"
因为看起来耶稣没什么家庭美容，也没有什么群众来服从他。
because Jesus did not seem very extraordinary in his outer appearance.
看不出啊，要背叛的那一种样子。
And he did not seem like someone who should be accused.
所以他会想说，这个人怎么可能是犹太人的王呢？
And so he wondered how could this man be the king of Jews?
所以比拉多问他，你是犹太人的王吗？
And so Pilate asked him, are you the king of Jews?
耶稣说，我的国不是世界。
Jesus said, my kingdom is not in this world.
因为我的国如果是属世界，我如果要来成为地面上犹太人的王，
because if my kingdom is of this world, then I would become the king of Jews.
那我的臣仆啊就会起来征战啊，也不会把我交给犹太人。
Then my servants would fight, and then they would not hand me to the hands of Jews.
啊，他们也不会把我送到这里来啊，啊，受你的审判。
And then I would not be delivered here to be accused.
耶稣一直强调，我的国度啊，不是这个世界，我不是来做地面上犹太人的王。
Jesus emphasized that his kingdom is not of this world.
比拉多就问他说，那你真的是王吗？
And so Pilate asked him, are you a king then?
耶稣说，你说我是王。
And Jesus said, you say rightly.
我为此而生。也为此来到世界。
For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world.
所以耶稣很清楚地回答，我不是地面上的犹太人的王，但是我来到世界，我是要做王的。
And so Jesus answered very clearly that I do not come to this kingdom to be the king of the Jews in the world, but I am a king.
我为此而生，也为此来到世界。
I was born and came into this world for this cause.
只是我的国度啊，不属世界。
But my kingdom is not of this world.
所以他是要做一个属灵国度的一个王。
And so he is going to be king for a spiritual kingdom.
啊，所以他说，我是要为真理啊，啊来做见证的。
And he testifies for the truth.
所以凡是属真理的人呢，啊，就听我的话。
So that whoever is of the truth hears my voice.
所以耶稣来到世界上是要传扬真理，要高举真理，要为真理做见证。
And so Jesus came into this world to preach the truth and to bear witness to the truth.
所以凡是属真理的人呢，啊，就会来跟随他。
And whoever belongs to the truth will follow him.
啊，这样要来建立一个属灵的王国。
And through this, he will establish a spiritual kingdom.
后来比拉多又问他说，啊，那真理是什么呢？
Then Pilate asked him, what is truth?
主耶稣没有回答他。
Jesus did not answer him.
后来比拉多都向众人啊，宣告说，我查不出他有什么罪。
Then Pilate proclaimed to the people, I find no fault in him.
所以他就一直想要把耶稣释放掉。
And so he wanted to release Jesus.
但是犹太人一直高喊啊，啊要把耶稣钉十字架。
But the Jews kept crying out that they wanted to crucify Jesus.
啊，最后啊，比拉多不得已啊，就把耶稣鞭打了，交给众人，把他钉在十字架上。
And even though he was unwilling, but Pilate had Jesus scourged and crucified.
所以我们看到耶稣来到世界啊，他是为着维护真理啊，啊这样来死的。
So we could see that Jesus came into this world so that he could die in order to defend the truth.
因为他，人家告他说他要做犹太人的王。
People were accusing him that he wanted to be a king of Jews.
犹太人又说他明明是人，怎么说他是神？
And the Jews were saying, if he is man, how can he say he is God?
事实上他是属灵的王。
But he is actually a spiritual king.
他是真神啊，救主。
He is the true God and the Savior.
他为着维护真理啊，啊最后却被不法的人把他钉在十字架上。
In order to defend the truth, he was crucified.
我们看到使徒啊，他们也在竭力的维护真理。
We could see that apostles also tried to defend the truth.
保罗曾经嘱咐提摩太。
Paul had once instructed Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书一章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
提摩太后书一章十三节。
Second Timothy 1 verse 13.
一章十三节
Chapter 1 verse 13
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常所在十四节
14
从前所教导你的善道你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着保罗这里对提摩太说啊
Here Paul tells Timothy
你要把那个纯正话语的规模
You need to hold on to the pattern of sound words
啊，就是从前所教导你的善道
Which is the good thing which was committed to you
啊，所以这个是真理啊，啊，就得救的福音
And so this is the truth, this is the gospel salvation
所以你要靠着圣灵还有借着信心和爱心啊，啊把它牢牢地守住。
And from the words that you have heard from me, you need to hold fast to them.
所以要竭力啊来维护这个真理。
And we need to be diligent to protect the truth.
有些人呢、啊，把这个真理改变了。
Some people change the truth.
所以保罗就不客气地斥责他们。
And Paul would be very bold in rebuking them.
说如果有人呢、啊，所传的若有人传福音给你们
And he said if anyone preaches to you
跟我们所传给你们都不一样
If it differs from the gospel that we have preached to you
啊，他们就应当啊被咒诅
Then they shall be cursed
因为这个真理啊啊称为生命之道也叫做救灵魂之道
Because the truth is also called the word of life and the word that saves souls
如果这个真理改变了，那已经不是福音了。
If the truth changes, then it is no longer the gospel.
已经不是神的道。
It is no longer the word of God.
说那个是鬼魔的道理。
But it belongs to the devil.
啊，所以传这样的道理，足有引人呐、啊、下阴间呐、啊、受永火的刑罚。
And preaching this type of word will only lead people to go to Hades.
所以所传的道理如果不合圣经啊。这样的人要受咒诅。
And so the people who are preaching this do not hold on to the truth, they will be cursed.
所以我们看到说、啊、这个传福音啊，啊，主守真理啊，这是相当严肃的问题。
So we can see that preaching the gospel and to guard the faith are very serious matters.
啊，到底真神啊，向我们所显明的真理是什么呢
？And what is the truth that God has revealed to us?
我们看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
提摩太前书二章第四节。
1 Timothy 2 verse 4.
说他愿意万人得救，明白真道。这里讲到神啊，愿意人人都能够明白真道来得救。
God desires all men to be saved.
啊，所以神在古时候就透过众先知啊，啊，多次多方的把神的道真理把它阐明出来。
Through the ancient times, God had used prophets to preach out His truth.
啊，所以保罗说啊，犹太人有什么好处呢？
And so Paul said, what was good about the Jews?
他们不是有律法还犯律法吗?
They had the laws, but they would still violate the laws.
但是他说凡事大有好处。
But in everything there's benefit.
除了说啊，这个救恩从犹太人出来以外。
Other than that the salvation had come from the Jews.
说他们把神的圣言啊，神的话语，神的真理啊，把它留下了。
They also had kept all of the words and the teachings and the truth from God.
啊，所以这个圣经啊，就是神的真理呀、啊，啊，是借着古圣徒啊，把神的话留下来。
And so the Bible is truth because these are all the words that the ancient saints have kept.
啊，说然后啊，在末世的时候，又借着众属徒啊，啊，把历代以来隐藏的奥秘啊，又把它显明出来。
And in the end times, the apostles have also revealed the truth.
我们看以弗所书啊，第三章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章的第五节跟第六节。
Ephesians 3 verse 5 and 6.
以弗所书三章五节六节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 5 and 6.
说这个奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今啊，借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。第六节。
Six.
啊，这个奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里面借着福音得以同为合使，同为一体，同盟应许。所以这里说圣使徒把神的福音、啊、把它显明出来。
Here it says that the apostles have revealed the gospel of God.
因为这个福音、啊、是神历代以来所隐藏的奥秘。
And this gospel was the mystery that was hidden for generations.
所以要借着福音、啊、让所有的众人能够借着耶稣基督能够成为神的儿女。
But through the gospel and through Lord Jesus, then everyone can become the children of God.
能够做神的后嗣，能够得到神应许的属灵的福分。
And can become fellow heirs and can also receive the blessings from God.
所以这是历代以来所隐藏的属灵的奥秘。
This was the mystery that was hidden for generations.
就借着福音、啊、要让众人来享受神的恩典跟福气。
But through the gospel, then everyone can enjoy the spiritual blessings.
所以这个福音、啊、神救人的这个福音、啊、已经、啊、显明出来了。
And so this gospel has now been revealed.
然后借着使徒众传道人把它传到各地方去。
And through the apostles, they have preached to everyone.
说在各地方能够不断的成长，能够结果。
So that everywhere they may grow and bear fruit.
因为这个福音是神的大能，要来拯救一切相信的。
And this gospel is also the power of God and to lead everyone to believe.
这个福音、啊、最主要就是耶稣基督的救恩。
And the most important thing about the gospel is the salvation of
Jesus Christ. 所以耶稣基督、啊、本身就是福音的起头。
And so Jesus Christ himself is the origin of the gospel.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音一章的十四节。
John 1:14.
所以道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有真理，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。十六节。
16.
一章十六节。
1:16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。十七节。
17.
律法本是借摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。这是使徒约翰的见证。
This is the testimony from Apostle Paul, John.
因为他后来接受施洗约翰的介绍啊。成为主耶稣的门徒。
And so he had become a disciple of Jesus.
所以他说啊，道成了肉身，来到这个世界，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And so he said the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
啊，所以这个生命之道是他们啊亲耳听见、亲眼看见、亲手摸到的。
The word of God is what they had seen and heard and seen and touched.
所以他们见证说啊，我们看过他的荣光，的确是父独生子的荣光。
And so he testified that we held his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
而且说啊，他带给我们丰盛的恩典啊，我们都领受了。
And we have received full of his grace and truth.
而且是恩上加恩的。
And grace for grace.
因为他带给我们丰盛的生命，丰盛的恩典。
Because he has given us an abundant life and abundant blessings.
所以他说，神借着摩西传律法。
And it says the law was given through Moses.
啊，这个律法是让人呢、啊、知道当怎样行啊，啊，什么是什么怎么做才不会去得罪神。
The law was telling us what not to do in order to if we did not want to offend God.
啊，但是这个律法只能够叫人知罪啊，但是没有办法叫人胜过罪。
But the laws only allow people to understand sin but not overcome sin.
啊，所以这个律法不完全。
And so the law was not yet complete.
所以主耶稣就在跟我们用他的血啊立了新约。
And so Lord Jesus through his blood had created a new covenant with us.
啊，他为我们带来了恩典跟真理。
And has brought grace and truth.
啊，这个真理啊，我们刚刚谈过啊，这是耶稣带来的。
And this, this truth was brought by Jesus, and this is the eternal salvation.
啊，因为有了真理啊，啊，就有丰盛的恩典，这个两个是一起的。
Because there is truth and there are abundant blessings, and this is together.
啊，都是从耶稣基督带来的。
And they're all brought by Jesus.
啊，所以我们知道啊，神的道就是真理。
And so we know that the word of God is truth.
耶稣基督本身就是真理。
Lord Jesus himself is truth.
圣灵本身就是真理。
The Holy Spirit is truth.
我们看约翰福音的十七章。
Let's look at John 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
约翰十七章十七节。
John 17, verse 17.
说求你用真理使他们成圣。因为你的道就是真理，这里讲到神的道啊，就是真理。
Here says that the word of God is truth.
刚刚我们讲到神的道是安定在天的，直到永远的。
And we also mentioned that the word of God is settled in heaven forever.
所以神的道是永恒不变的真理。
And so the word of God it never changes. It is the eternal truth.
啊，神本身就是道。
And God himself is the word.
神的话也是道。
The word of God is the truth.
所以圣经里面说啊，神借着他的道啊，创造了天地万物。
And so the Bible said that God used his word to create heaven and earth.
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
When he said there is, and there is.
所以这个万物啊，借着神啊啊自己本身啊来创造的。
And so everything in this world was created by God's word.
啊，又是借着他的全能来托住，啊，让这个宇宙万有啊非常有规律啊在运作。
And it is through his power that everything in the universe is structured.
因为借着他的全能啊啊来托住万有。
And through his power, he is withholding the universe.
啊，他又借着他的道啊啊将他的圣言传给古圣徒。
And through his word, then he had preached the gospel to the ancient saints.
啊，让人把神的圣言留下来。
And so that people can keep the Holy Spirit.
啊，就是说啊，古时候的以色列民，
the Israelites in the past,
有很多人啊，因为他们存着不信的恶心。
There were many people who were wicked and did not believe.
啊，所以就把永生的神啊，把他离弃了。
And so they left the eternal God.
所以因为他们没有信心啊，跟所领受的道理来调和。
Because they had no faith to return to God.
啊，所以最后啊，神发怒就让他们扑倒在旷野当中啊，没有办法来享受安息。
And then because of God's wrath, he allowed those people to die in the wilderness and to never enjoy the rest in God.
啊，所以神就借着圣灵说话了。
And then God spoke through the Spirit.
说我们今天呢、啊、要听从主的话。
That today we will listen to the word of God.
啊，不可硬着心。
We cannot have a hardened heart.
啊，不可像以色列人在旷野当中啊啊来主神发怒。
We cannot be like the Israelites in the past who will lead God to wrath.
啊，在那边呢、啊、发怨言试探主。
Or to complain and to test God.
啊，说他们所遭遇到的这些事啊。啊，都把它写在圣经里面。
All the events that they encountered were recorded in the Bible.
啊，都是要来警戒我们这些末世的人。
In order to warn us in the present.
And
so the word of God is the eternal, unchanging truth.
啊，我们听了神的道啊，我们就是要领受啊，要顺服，要遵行。
After we have listened to the word of God, we need to receive it and to follow it.
啊，这样才能够在我们呢、啊，才能够对我们有真正的益处。
Then it will truly be helpful and beneficial for us.
耶稣基督啊，本身就是真理。
Jesus Christ Himself is the truth.
我们看约翰福音的十四章。
Let's look at John 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John 14 verse 6.
约翰福音啊，十四章第六节。
John 14 verse 6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路，就是真理，就是生命。”如果没有借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。主耶稣要离开门徒的时候啊，门徒很忧伤。
When Jesus was about to leave his disciples were very sad.
主耶稣安慰他们说啊，你们信神也要信我。
Jesus comforted them and said that you need to believe in God and believe in me.
因为我是要回到天上为你们预备住处。然后会回来接你们到我那里去。
Because where I'm going, I will prepare a place for you, and I will also come again and receive you.
啊，将来我在哪里，你们也要跟我在哪里。
And where I am, there you may be also.
啊，后来多马就问主耶稣说啊，啊，你要到哪里去？你的路在哪里？我们怎么知道呢？
Then Thomas asked, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know?
啊，耶稣说啊，我就是道路。我就是真理，我就是生命。
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
啊，所以耶稣啊，他就是道路。
And so Jesus is the way.
就是通往天国的天梯。
He is the ladder that will lead to heaven.
啊，因为耶稣就是生命，就是复活。
And because Jesus is life and resurrection.
因为生命在他手中啊。信他的人可以得到永恒的生命，就永远不死。
Life is in His hands, so whoever believes in the Lord will not die.
啊，虽然活着信主的人虽然死了，因为有主的生命在他里面，他也要活过来。
And even those who will die, God, Jesus will resurrect them.
啊，所以耶稣基督啊，就是真理，就是道路，就是生命。
And so Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
啊，其实他就是那个伟大的神啊。
And he is the Almighty God.
他是道成肉身啊，来到世界，啊，要来拯救世人，回到天上去的。
He is the Word that became flesh and came to this world in order to save mankind.
所以这是一个极大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
第三章
Chapter
3 提摩太前书第三章
First Timothy Chapter
3 十六节
Verse 16
提摩太前书三章十六节
First Timothy 3:16
这大在敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然就是神在肉身显现被圣灵称义被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。这里讲到说，耶稣是神成为人啊，降生来到世界上。
Here says that Jesus is God who became man and came to this world.
他说这是极其伟大奥秘的事情。
And this is a great mystery.
啊、那么伟大的神呢、啊？啊，怎么成为一个人？啊，活生生的来到人间呢
？How can such a mighty God become a person and to come into this world？
啊，在人来看呢、啊，明明是人。
In the eyes of men, he is a man.
但是他却有神的权柄跟能力。
But he has the authority and power of God.
啊，所以犹太人就看不清楚了。
And so the Jews could not see this.
就对他说：“你明明是人呢、啊，你怎么说你是神？”
They said, "You are man. How can you say you are God?"
但是耶稣对他们说啊， but, 你们如果不相信，我是那个住有永有的神。
But Jesus said that if you do not believe, I'm the God who who says, I am who I am.
啊，你们将要死在罪中啊。
Then you will die in sin.
啊，所以耶稣基督啊，的确是神成为人啊，来到世界，要来拯救世人，成为人类唯一的救赎主。
And so Jesus Christ is the Word that became flesh and God who became man and came into this world in order to save mankind.
所以保罗说，这是极伟大、极奥秘的事情。
And so Paul said that this is a great mystery.
所以他说，神的奥秘啊，就是耶稣基督。
And the mystery of God is Jesus Christ.
因为神本性的一切丰盛啊，红红富富的都存在耶稣基督里面。
Because all the divine nature of God is still in Jesus Christ.
啊，借着耶稣基督啊，啊，把那个伟大看不见的神呐，啊，把它彰显出来了。
And through Jesus Christ, the mighty God that we cannot see, He is revealed.
所以耶稣基督啊，本身就是真理。
And so Jesus Christ Himself is truth.
耶稣的话也就是真理。
The words of God, Jesus is also truth.
所以耶稣说，我讲的话虽然有的人不相信的。
Jesus has said, even though some do not believe in what I say,
但我现在不审判他。
I will not judge him now.
因为主耶稣第一次来到世界啊，他是要来拯救世人，不是来审判世人。
When Jesus first came into the world, he came to save mankind, not to judge.
而他说，听了我的道不接受的人，将来有审判他的。
But he said that those who do not believe in his word, they will be judged.
就是我的话将来要审判他。
And they will be judged according to my words.
所以主的道啊，就是真理。
And so the words of the Lord is truth.
它也是将来审判世界的一个标准。
And it is the standard for judgment.
所以耶稣说，我们要查好真理啊，查好圣经。
Jesus said we need to study the Bible and study the truth.
啊，因为这个里面啊有永生啊，为主耶稣做见证的就是这个圣经。
Because the Bible contains eternal life.
古说的犹太人啊，虽然神跟他们立约了。
Even though God has set a covenant with the Jews in the past.
啊，神把律法诫命交给他们遵守。
And God had given them laws and commandments to obey.
后来他们违背了神的命令啊，不恒心守神的约。
But they did not follow the orders of God and did not follow His covenant.
所以神就把他们放弃了，神就不理他们了。
And so God had abandoned them.
所以古圣徒就这样的警告我们。
And so the ancient saints warned us.
所以我们今天听了神的道。
If we have listened to the word of God today.
啊，就是得救的福音啊。
Which is the gospel of salvation.
啊，就要更加慎重啊，我们所领受的道理。
Then we all the more need to follow the teachings.
啊，这样我们才不会随着潮流啊，把我们冲失掉了。
Then we will not be swept away by the trends of the world.
我们看希伯来书的第二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
希伯来书第二章的第二节。
Hebrews 2 verse 2.
二章第二节。
2 verse 2.
说那这借着天使所传的话，既然是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们若忽略这么伟大的救恩，怎能够陶醉呢？啊，这个救恩呢，起先是主亲自讲的。后来是听见的人给我们证实了。第四节。
Verse 4.
神又按着自己的意志，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们作见证。希伯来书的作者啊，特别警告我们啊。
The author of Hebrews warns us.
说在旧约时代啊，神透过天使啊，借着先知把神的话语传出来。
That in the Old Testament times, God had used angels and prophets to preach His word.
所以那个道理是确定的啊，所以凡是干犯的啊，就受到了应得的报应。
The word is absolute, and so whoever offended it, then they had been punished.
And
today the salvation that we have received is even greater. Because the teaching was delivered personally by Jesus.
然后使徒啊，他们听见以后，又把它证实，把它传扬出来。
And then when the apostles have heard them, then they also preached it truthfully.
神又在天上借着神迹奇事，百般的异能，还有圣灵的大能啊，来同在做印证。
God is also in heaven using signs and miracles and to prove that his words are true.
说一个人如果忽略了这么伟大的救恩，将来没有办法逃避神的审判。
And so if a person denies this type of salvation, then they will not escape judgment.
因为不信从的人将来一定会被定罪的。
Because if you do not believe in the Lord, then you will be condemned.
所以保罗说啊， 我们要，保罗称赞这个提摩太说，因为他从小的时候就明白了圣经。
And so Paul praised Timothy that ever since Timothy was young, he understood the Bible.
因为这个圣经能够让我们认识、相信耶稣基督。
And through the Bible, it can allow us to understand and believe in Lord Jesus.
让我们能够得到得救的智慧。
So that we can receive the wisdom of salvation.
所以说，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们所写的。
And the scriptures were all written as teachings.
因为圣经主要就是为耶稣做见证。
Because the Bible is bearing testimony for Jesus.
证明他的确就是真理。
To prove that he is the truth and he is the only savior of mankind.
他说这个圣灵也是真理。
And the Holy Spirit is also truth.
我们看约翰福音14章。
Let's look at John 14.
约翰福音14章16节。
John 14 verse 16.
约翰福音14章16节。
John 14 verse 16.
我要求父。 呼叫另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。17节，就是真理的圣灵，原来是世人不能够接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常常跟你们同在，也要住在你们里面。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
因为真理跟圣灵是合一的。
Because the truth and spirit are one.
有了真理，才有圣灵。
You need to have the truth in order to have the spirit.
圣灵会帮助我们明白一切的真理。
And the Holy Spirit will help us understand all truths.
所以说，这个真理啊。 神的道是真理，
and the word of God is truth.
就是圣灵的宝剑，
which is the sword of spirit.
所以圣灵跟真理就合一的。
And so the spirit and truth are one.
我们看约翰一书的第五章，
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
第六节，
verse
6. 约翰一书5章第6节，
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
说这借着水和血而来的， 就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节，verse
7，并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节，verse
8，这见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一。
We often emphasize this as the word of life for
salvation.
Which is the baptism of the water so that our sins may be forgiven. Because Jesus had blood, water, and blood for us. And for this, he had opened up the source that washes away sins.
洗礼的时候，我们不只是浸在水里面。
And so when we receive baptism, we're not just dipping ourselves in water.
也是浸在耶稣基督的宝血里面。
We're also in we're baptized in the blood of Jesus.
为什么知道说这个水里面有耶稣的宝血？因为有神的灵运行而来证明耶稣的宝血在水里面。
How do we know that the blood of Christ is in the water? It is because the Spirit is also dwelling in there.
啊，所以借着这样能够得到赦罪。
And so through this, our sins can be forgiven.
啊，这是我们真教会啊所领受一个非常宝贵的救恩。
And this is a very precious salvation that True Church has received.
啊，所以在这里特别讲到说，因为有圣灵在做见证。
And so here, because the Spirit also bears witness.
啊，这个圣灵啊就是真理。
And so the Spirit is truth.
好。所以圣灵跟真理啊是合一的。
And so the truth and spirit are one.
有了真理啊，啊就有圣灵的同在。
If we have the truth, then we also have the spirit that abides with us.
我们一个人要领受神的真理啊，一定要有圣灵的帮助。
If a person wants to receive the truth, he needs to have the help of the Holy Spirit.
主要是对门徒说啊，我跟你们讲了很多的道理。但是你们现在啊，担当不了。
The Lord Jesus has said to his disciples that I have told you many things, but you cannot bear them right now.
也就是说，你们现在还没有办法领会我所讲的真理。
Which is to say, they cannot yet understand the truth he said.
但是等到真理的圣灵来了。
But when the Spirit of truth comes,
他就要引导你们啊，明白啊，一切的真理。
It will lead them to understand all truth.
也就是说，当你们得圣灵以后啊，你们本身啊就会进到真理里面。
Which is to say, after we have received the Holy Spirit, we will enter into truth.
因为圣灵会启示你们，让你们领会啊这个真理。
Because the Holy Spirit will reveal to you so that you will understand the truth.
所以有的人强调说啊，啊人必须要靠着学问啊，啊靠着学历啊。啊，或者是精通原文呐、啊，啊，来了解圣经里面的话。
Some people will say that we have to rely on knowledge and to understand the original text to really understand the Bible.
但事实上不是这样的。
This is actually not true.
因为人如果没有神的启示啊，人对神的道理是一无所知的。
If a person does not have revelations from God, then they will not understand any truth from God.
说所有的末世啊。都像一个封住的书卷一样。
And the end times are just like a closed scroll.
所以交给那个书卷的人，他说是封住的，我看不懂。
If you give it to someone, then they will say, I cannot understand this.
啊，交给那些不识字的人呢，说请你念吧。
Or if you give it to someone who is illiterate and ask them to speak it.
他说我不识字。
They will say, I cannot read.
所以不是靠人的聪明智慧。靠人的学问就能够明白神的道理。
So it cannot rely on the wisdom of men to understand the word of God.
啊，尤其当人呐、啊、自以为聪明、通达、有智慧的时候。
Especially when people think that they are wise or smart and knowledgeable.
说神就会向他们隐藏起来。
God will hide the mystery to them.
说他们虽然看见了，但是他们看不懂。
To say that even though they see, but they cannot understand.
哎，没有办法明白。
And they cannot understand.
所以一个人呢、啊，如果能够谦卑虚心呐、啊，好像婴孩一样啊，神就会向他们显明出来了。
If a person can have a humble heart and to behave like a child, then God will reveal the truth to him.
啊，所以我们知道啊，一定要神的灵啊，才能够帮助我们呐、啊。进到一切的真理里面。
And so we need to know that we must rely on the Spirit of God to understand and enter into truth.
所以保罗虽然很有学问，
even though Paul was very knowledgeable,
但他说我不敢靠我的高言大志啊，而来传讲神的奥秘。
He said that I would not dare to use what I have learned this world to preach the mystery of God.
因为世界上有很多有学问的人呐、啊。啊、有智慧的人
Because in the world there are many people who are scholars and many who are wise.
他们都把神的道理啊当作愚拙的。
They all think that the word of God is foolish.
所以神却把人认为愚拙的道理啊，而来拯救世人，这是神的大智慧。
But it is the great wisdom of God that he will use this, use his word so that people will think it is foolish.
所以世界上的智慧人在哪里呀？聪明人在哪里呀？
And so where are the wise and the smart people?
说神啊，乐意把人当作愚者的道理来教导人。
Because God is using
来拯救人。
Using his teaching to seem foolish in order to save man.
啊，说就是要让那个有智慧的人啊，让他们羞愧。
So that those who are wise can be brought to shame.
啊，所以我们虽然是无知的小民一样。
Even though it seems that we do not understand anything,
但是我们所得到的是一种属灵的智慧。
What we have received is spiritual wisdom.
这个不是从人来的，而是从神来的。
This does not come from man, but from God.
而是借着圣灵，让我们能够进到真理里面。
And it is through the truth, through the Spirit, that we can enter into truth.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
第七节
Verse 7
哥林多前书二章第七节
First Corinthians 2 verse 7
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧就是神在创在万事以前啊预定使我们得荣耀第八节
Verse 8
这个智慧啊，世上有权有位的人呢、啊，没有一个知道的。他们如果知道啊，就不会把荣耀的主啊钉在十字架上了。第九节
，Verse nine，
如经上所记啊，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。第十节
，Verse ten，
只是神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵能够参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。十一节
，Eleven，
除了在人里头的灵，谁能够人知道人的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。十二节
，Twelve。
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能够知道神开恩赐给我们的事情。十三节
，thirteen，
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的事、属灵的话。解释属灵的事情，保罗在这里讲到说啊，对神的智慧啊，世界上有权有位的人啊，没有人知道的。
Here Paul is saying that those who have power and authority in the world do not understand the wisdom of God.
因为我们所讲的是属灵的智慧，不是世界上会败亡的智慧。
Because what we speak of is spiritual wisdom.
所以我们要了解这个属灵的智慧啊，是要神的灵啊帮助我们啊，才能够让我们了解。
In order for us to understand the wisdom of God, we need to rely on the Spirit of God.
说我们的心灵打开以后啊，原来神所要赐给我们的大无际啊，是超过我们所求所想的。
Then when we have been revealed to this wisdom, then his blessings are greater than we can imagine.
因为圣灵帮助我们、啊、我们就能够参透万事 能够看到神的真理 能够看透神所要赐给我们的大福气。
Because the Spirit searches all things, and so we can understand the truth of God, and we can also understand what God wants to reveal to us.
所以一个人、啊、要了解人，所以人要了解人的事，当然要有人的灵。
And so if a person wants to understand matters of a person, then he needs to have the spirit, the human spirit.
我们要了解神的事，当然我们要有神的灵。
If we want to understand matters related to God, then we need to have the Spirit of God.
所以神借着圣灵把那话语、把那恩典、把那赐下来。
And so God used His Spirit and His grace to allow us to understand.
那我们今天要进到神的恩典里面。我们也要圣灵的启示啊，我们才能够看透，我们才能够明白。
So that in order for us to enter into the grace of God, then we need to have His Spirit to understand Him.
所以说，我们是用属灵的话来解释属灵的事情。
And so we use the spiritual words to explain spiritual matters.
也就是说，把这个属灵的事情啊，讲给一些属灵的人呐，啊，让他们就能够了解。
And if we speak these things to people who belong to the Spirit, then they can also understand.
所以圣灵啊，就是真理。
And so the Spirit is truth.
还有了圣灵啊，啊，就会能够帮助我们进到真理里面。
If we have the Holy Spirit, then we can also enter into truth.
我们知道这个真理啊，有它的一贯性。
We know that the truth is consistent.
因为真理是超越时间空间的。
Because it surpasses time and space.
啊，虽然古时候有的人认为说啊，古时候啊，以色列人所割礼，他们在献祭。
Even though in the past, the Old Testament days, there was circumcision and there were offerings.
啊，那是旧约时代的真理。
And this was the truth in the Old Testament.
啊，到了新约时代已经不是真理了。
In the New Testament time, this is no longer the same case.
啊，所以真理是不断的改变啊，不断的进步的。
So that the truth seems to keep changing and improving.
啊，这样的讲法不是很正确。
But this is not very accurate.
因为真理是超越时空的。
Because truth surpasses time
and space. 而且真理是有一致性的。
Because truth is consistent.
比如说啊，神起初造人。
For example, God had created man.
亚当夏娃后来受引诱犯罪了。
Then Adam and Eve were tempted and sinned.
人就陷在罪当中。
And then men fell into sin.
啊，最后只有借着耶稣基督十字架的救恩呐、啊，才能够把我们从罪当中啊，啊把我们救赎出来。
It is only through the salvation from Lord Jesus that we can be saved from sin.
啊，让我们能够重新得到神儿女的啊身份跟荣耀。
So that we can once again be receive the name and the glory as children of God.
所以这个是一贯的真理。
This is the consistent truth.
所以在旧约时代啊，当人犯罪以后，神就为亚当夏娃造皮衣。
In the Old Testament time, when men had sinned, then God had created clothing for Adam and Eve.
还有借着亚伯啊，把那个洁净，把那个上好的羊羔啊，把它献给神。
And through Abel, there was also a pleasant offering to God.
挪亚还有古圣徒啊，他都在献上那个洁净的牲畜。
And Noah and other ancient saints, they also offered animal sacrifices to God.
啊，其实啊，这都是主着啊，耶稣基督的救恩。
This is all related to the salvation of Jesus.
啊，像旧约啊，他们在立约的时候用牛羊的血立约。
For example, in the Old Testament time, they would use the blood of the lamb as to make a covenant.
啊，这个都是一贯的真理啊，都是主上耶稣的救恩。
This is all a consistent truth and related to the salvation.
他必须要在十字架上替我们人类啊流血舍命啊，这样才能够救赎人类。
That he needed to shed his blood on the cross in order for us to receive salvation.
啊，那他们在献祭的时候要把这个牛羊的血洒在人的身上。
And in this during the offering, you have to spill the blood.
啊，或者是挪亚时代的洪水。
Or the flood in the time of Noah.
选民过红海的时候啊，走干地啊，过红海。
When the chosen people had to walk through the Red Sea.
啊，这个都是表示一个人要得救啊，就是要接受耶稣基督宝血的赎罪洗礼。
All of this represents that when a person needs to be saved, he has to be baptized by the precious blood of Jesus.
啊，这是借着这样来领受主耶稣宝血的救恩。
And it is through this that we are receiving the salvation from His.
所以这个救恩啊，旧约到新约，整个都是一贯的。
And so from the Old to New Testament time, the truth is consistent.
所以圣经里面说，旧约的神明还有新约的圣徒。
And so the Bible has said the chosen people of the Old Testament and the saints of the New Testament, they all look up and hope for the salvation of Jesus.
主耶稣对犹太人说，你们的祖先亚伯拉罕呐，他在仰望我的日子。
Lord Jesus had told the Jews that your ancestors had looked up to me in the Old Testament.
既然看到了，他就欢喜。
And they had rejoiced.
因为旧约啊，他们照旧约的律法、啊、在遵行。
And during the Old Testament times, they followed the the loss.
啊，但是那个结果就是主向耶稣的救恩。
And the result was to lead them towards the salvation of Jesus.
唯有耶稣的救恩啊，成就了以后啊，不管旧约的选民，还有新约的圣徒啊，才能够真正得救啊，得到永远的福分。
Whether they are Old Testament people or in the New Testament, it was only after Jesus' salvation was established that they could be blessed.
我们看希伯来书的十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的三十九。
Hebrews 11 verse 39.
希伯来书十一章啊，三十九节。
Hebrews 11 verse 39.
说这些人呐、啊，都是因为信得了美好的证据。却能为得着所应许的四十几
40.
因为神给他们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德、啊、就不能够完全了、啊、所以我们看到这个救恩、啊、是一致的。
So we see that salvation is also consistent.
救恩的中心、啊、就是耶稣基督。
At the center of salvation is Jesus Christ.
所以旧约的圣徒啊，他们虽然在心上留下很多美好的证据。
At the center of Old Testament is Jesus Christ, and He had left many good evidence.
但是他们要在那边啊，等候啊，啊主耶稣的救恩得到实现。
And the people in the Old Testament time still had to wait for Jesus to be
healed. 然后才能够跟我们啊一起能够进到那个救恩里面。
In order for them to join us and to enjoy the salvation of Jesus.
啊，所以我们知道神的道啊就是真理。
And so we know that the Word of God is truth.
耶稣基督就是真理。
Jesus Christ is truth.
圣经就是真，圣灵就是真理。
The Spirit is truth.
啊，这个真理啊，从旧约到新约啊，它是一贯的道。
The truth is the same from Old to New Testament.
所以没有办法把它分割啊，切割来看的。
It cannot be separated or looked at it from different parts.
啊，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
339首。
339.